Of course. That goes back to like the, just, I wouldn't even give them hints. Just say, open the pickle jar. Do this for me.
Yeah.
That way the guy goes, I would love, we want to be wanted, right? I would love to do that. Let's go.
Want to be needed.
Yeah, you want to be needed. So you go like, yes, I will do whatever, the open the proverbial pickle jar for you, and I'll feel good. I'll treat you better. We'll be happier together.
Okay.
Openness.
Because that's the theory this comes for. It literally tells women, like the pickle jar theory is literally being like, little tasks, they go, give it to them.
Yeah.
Just give it to them.
We walk out of the kitchen like fucking, you know what I mean, with our shoulders chugging. We finally feel like a man, not the scared little boy that we are. I'm going to cry after this.
Sure, did your wife not let you open the pickle jar, Kevin? Did
she know she got those big German hands.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Shooters Gotta Shoot. I am your host, Eric Aspira, and I've got a great guest for you guys this week, as always. But first, if you're watching on the YouTube, hit that subscribe button, baby. All right, we're at 2K. We're doing great things over here, all right? And if you're listening to us and you want to watch us, go ahead to the YouTube page. And if you want to support the show, as always, you can join the Patreon, which is patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. There's over 100 extra episodes over there, and you guys get to vote, help me decide who comes on the show, what questions we do, all that good stuff. So, patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. Help your girl out, because I just got laid off. Woo-woo! Where's my layoff gang? Where are they? Oh, my God. Life's great. Life's great. I would like to stay in the studio. Please join the Patreon. Anyway, without further ado, hit it, Fonzie.
Three, go!
Ooh! I've got a hot one this week, guys. The OG from Philly. One of my dear friends. Mm-hmm. You might know him from the Are You Garbage podcast. Put your hands together for Kevin Ryan.
Hey, what's up? Ooh. Thanks for having me. This is fantastic.
Thank you for coming on.
This is great.
So excited to have you.
Mm-hmm.
As always, I like to start the show with a little shooting your shot story.
Sure.
And I know you've got an interesting one.
I do. I was never a real big shooting my shot kind of guy, if that makes sense. It was always like, I don't know, me and my friends, we never went out like trying to get chicks. We were just like real big alcoholics, if that makes sense. And it was like, if you got laid, you know what I mean? It was like very like...
But that's a move. You go out with a big group of fun people.
Sure.
It draws people in.
It does. It does.
It does. For sure. Guys, it does. Women, if it's too many of you, nobody's coming.
Well, why would any guy try to enter that force field? No. It's insane. Never. Yeah, no, that's my worst nightmare. but... So I never really like you would try whatever. I never really like tried to put in game. Like, I don't know. Just it was very strange. I was very timid, too.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? In the age of social media.
Sure.
Before you were taken, you're now married. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I don't wear a ring, though. I saw you look for the ring.
Yeah. I was like, fuck. Is it only engaged?
So I can fuck chicks. You know what I mean? No. I don't. I got one. I don't wear a ring. But I bought one when I was getting married, and it was like,
okay,
we put it together. My wife's from a different country, so it was like a very quick...
Yeah, blame that.
Yeah, I didn't like buy her on the internet or anything, too. I always feel like I have to... I have very 90-day fiance vibes, you know what I mean?
I know you. You dated her a long time.
We dated a long time.
Long time distance.
Of course. Yes.
She's from Germany.
She's from Germany originally, yeah.
And I remember hearing about this woman.
Sure, yeah.
We were kind of debating, is she real?
Is she real? Everybody. My mom was like, you're what? I remember I had to call my mom, be like, Mom, I'm dating a girl in Germany. She's like, what are you talking about, Germany? I was like, yeah, it's whatever. So I don't wear a wedding ring, because I bought it. It was like the last thing. It was like getting everybody to where they needed to be, and I just forgot. I was like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. And I put it off until the day before, and I Amazoned one for like $8 to get delivered
Hilarious.
The day of the wedding. And I was like, oh, I'll replace it when I fucking whatever, you know what I mean,
yeah.
Like, later on. And then I did a set like 2 days after my wedding, and I could hear it on the microphone, like clicking, and it just like took, and I bombed so bad. And I was just like, I can never wear this again.
I get it.
Some people are like, you know, like a lot of girls find it odd because they think I'm trying to hook up with other chicks.
Maybe, but it's funny because then there's men that aren't married that will wear a ring.
Because it says it attracts them, right?
Because it gets more, or it makes you like less, I don't know, scary to talk to.
Sure, yeah, you're a little more approachable, a little more. And then, but what do you say?
Maybe.
hey, I want to cheat on my wife with you. Like, what's that? That's like,
just
I,
kidding.
I get that it gets them in closer, I guess. You know, like you're a little more docile, I guess, but like, or less threatening. But then that's a bigger hurdle to jump, I feel.
Yeah, it's like, then what do you double down? You're like, oh, actually, we're splitting up.
She's dead, like, or whatever. Like, yeah, what do you say? Yeah.
I have no idea. I mean, either way, not. I don't advise for that move
yes,
on the show.
Don't
we do
it.
Talk moves.
That's a wild move.
But my dad actually does not wear a ring because he has to wear gloves all the time at work.
Right.
Latex gloves.
Right.
And it would just, stuff would always get caught in it and everything. So he has it. He has like a chain. He puts it on his chain.
I was thinking about doing that as well, but I'm not a jewelry guy. I don't wear watches.
But you don't see it. It's under his shirt.
It's true.
So it's still like, but it is that thing my mom was like, he's never really worn one, but like she wasn't worried about it.
Yeah, it's like women will be like, I can't believe you don't wear, I thought you were married. I can't believe you don't wear a wedding ring. And it's like, if that's going to be the thing to deter me, a ring from sleeping with someone else, it's like,
yeah,
it's not that big of a force field. You know what I mean? Like it easily comes off. It's not like a,
yeah,
I don't have my wife's name like tattooed on my chest or whatever that I have to like,
yeah, no, not, so
not be removable. But
true. Yeah. If the ring is what's stopping you.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, oh, I got the ring. Like I was about to, then I looked down and I saw my wedding ring. I was like, no, I don't want to, you know, ruin my family.
Or also stopping other people.
True. Yes.
Because it's like, there's plenty of men I know that are married that still get like some DMs.
Oh,
every
of course.
Once in a while. And it's like,
of
you
course.
Can see my wife. You can, or you could see my girlfriend.
100%.
And it's like, yeah. Everybody, real quick, we're sponsored today by SunsetLakeCBD.com. We got a promo code for you, SGS20, for 20% off. All right, perfect time to get a gift for anybody you like, love. They're also adding THC products to their website. It all comes straight from the farm in Vermont. It's cheap. It's easy. They got creams. They got gummies. They got the tincture drops. And you can use the promo code as many times as you want. All right, SGS20 for 20% off, SunsetLakeCBD.com.
Yeah. I don't really get the, I will every now and then, the DMs, but my wife's like such a big character on the show as well that it's like,
oh, really?
It's like very, yeah, we call her the foreign investor because she gave she gave us the money to open up the studio.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
I was going to say, okay, backtracking.
Sure, backtrack.
You started dating this woman, how many years ago did you get together?
Jesus Christ, I think it was 2014 maybe.
Yeah, long time. Right? And
yeah,
essentially before
right.
you were like making it at the level you are now.
Oh, way before.
Way before.
I met her at a comedy club I was at the Stand, the old Stand comedy club that used to be over on 2nd Avenue or whatever it was. 3rd Avenue, whatever. And I wasn't on the show. This is when like, you know, you go and hang out at a club to try to, you know,
get
be seen and be seen or hey, get some FaceTime with the booker or the general manager or whatever. And I was there and we were just drinking. It was like a Friday or Saturday night. She was in town on like a 2-day layover. She had a layover in New York and then was like, oh, let's just make like 2 days of it or whatever. You know, it was going to be like 8 hours. Like, fuck it. Let's just push it back 2 days and hang out in New York. So she went to a comedy show. They were late for the comedy show, a whole thing. So they sat her at the bar next to me.
Oh.
Like until the next show or something. She showed up like 20 minutes late. That door was closed. They were like, hey, wait till the next show.
Okay. And you were by yourself with a friend?
I was with a friend, yeah.
All right, nice.
So we're sitting there, we're hanging, and we're just like talking, just like, you know, whatever. A little, but very little. Like, oh, is this your seat type thing? Whatever. She's also way out of my league, for sure. So it's like, I wasn't even like attempting to be like, maybe I have a shot, you know? Yeah. So we're sitting there and then there was this old crazy lady was there who like did you know how like there's just those characters she's like, honey, I do comedy. She was like 85 years old from the Upper West Side, just like a crazy New York woman, big fur coat, like.
I might know who this is. It's like, I think I know who this
is. She runs a good
is.
Show. No, I don't know. I've never seen her before or after, I don't think.
Yeah.
But she comes up and she's like, hey, she's like hitting on all the guys, like that's her thing. Like, oh, honey, in my day, whatever, you know, I'd suck your dick off or what. I don't know what she was, you know, wild shit. And I just didn't want to talk to her because it was just like she was trapping everybody for like 10 minutes. So she goes, oh, how about you, honey? Are you single? And like pinched my cheek or whatever.
Oh.
And I was just sitting next to my now wife, and I was actually like, yeah, this is my wife, Stephanie.
Hilarious.
And she was like, oh, really? You got a good one to like her. So they started talking. So I just go, fuck this. I just peeled off. It was like, she's your problem. I'm out of here.
You left her with the crazy.
And she played along with it for like 5 minutes or whatever. So then this is me shooting my shot, which like I never do. This is a very I'm like a very uncool guy. I don't know. Don't let the fucking denim jacket fool you. Don't let the denim jacket and receding hairline fool you. I'm not that cool. So I'm like, you know what? All right. So I go get two beers and I'm like, hey, or whatever she was drinking or something. I don't know. I maybe just chose a beer and was like, hey, let me buy you a drink. Thank you for that. Yeah. You jumped on the grenade. Thank you. Let me buy you a drink. And then we just started talking then. I was like, oh fuck, that kind of worked. But now I'm also in like no man's land where I'm like talking to this hot chick at the bar and I'm like, I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm like,
you're like,
then I start thinking about it. I'm like, oh, don't, you're going to blow it, all that. Like, it starts in your head of like, I've never made it this far. You know,
you know when this has never worked.
Exactly.
It's,
you know,
never worked.
When you're playing like a video game or whatever and you get like really far, you get nervous. You're like, or, like, you get the ball. And not, I guess not for you, but like in bed, you get the ball. You're like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like, if you're on like a fast break, you're like, this is too, and you miss the layup. That's why I was like panicking.
Because like, everyone's watching.
Yeah, exactly. And now like all, because all my friends are there. So they're like, look at Kippy, strike out with the hot chick, and like all this stuff. So like I had all these eyes on me, but I guess I played it cool enough. To that point, we ended up hanging out that night.
Did she watch go to the show or skip it?
So I wasn't on the show.
Right.
So she was on, she was supposed to go to the midnight show, I guess, and she's like a bit of a bitch. No, I'm kidding. She's German, so they're like stern.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A little cold.
Direct cold people.
A little cold.
And oh man, I forgot about this. I had like remember those hats were kind of cool for like a couple of, for like a year back then. It was like 2014 or whatever. It was like the Alaska hats, or it had like the thing deer you would strap.
Oh,
they were
God.
Selling them at like H&M, yeah. And the everybody had like,
it's like a safari hat. Yeah.
Kind of. And it had like the fur here and like it was black, like a like
oh,
a
the
pilot.
Warm ones.
The warm one, like a pilot cap or what, I don't know what the fuck they're called.
Yeah. Like a lumberjack hat.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Very similar. I had one of those that I bought like the day before whatever, and it was the first time I was wearing it. And I was like, hey, what do you, I remember being like, what do you think of my hat? You know what I mean? Like, you like my cool hat or whatever? She goes, I think that's a hat you're trying to wear and you don't have the confidence to wear it. I
was Oh my God.
I was like, damn, you just saw like all the way through my soul, like straight through, fucking killed me. So then she's like, are you a comic? I go, I am. She goes, are you on the show tonight? And I wasn't because I wasn't past at the club. You know what I mean? I wasn't past at the club. So I can't be like, no, I'm not funny enough to work here or whatever. So I was just like, yeah, you know, not tonight, you know, whatever. Yeah. She goes, oh, do you perform here? I'm like, well, there's a lot of politics. And you got to hang out. You got to show face, you know. And she goes, oh, so you're not funny enough. I'm like, fuck this.
Wow.
I'm like, this woman fucking sucks. You know what I mean? But that, like, that's how a comic would talk to you. You know what I mean? Like, a comic would be like, oh, like, just, she was very cutting at the time. But when you're trying to spit game and look cool, she keeps pulling the rug out from under you. You know
yeah,
I mean?
You're like, I don't think she's into this.
But
or
I
she is.
But she is. I don't know. It really had me upside down in, like, what I thought was, I knew what I was doing, I guess, which kind of, you know, made it more exciting or whatever. So we hung out that night. That was, like, my first real, with her, like, shooting the shot of, like, let's fucking, so then I kissed her outside, went in for the kiss.
Oh, okay.
With a real cheesy line.
Oh.
Real cheesy.
What was it?
We were both kind of drunk at that point. I think we were smoking, or like I was outside smoking, I don't know. And she was like, what are you thinking about something? I was looking at something, or she's like, oh, what's that look you have in your eye or something? I'm like, I'm trying to think about what our first kiss is going to be like.
Oh.
Yeah, real cheesy, but it worked. I got this broad, you know what I mean? yeah. So
I like throwing it out there in a flirty way.
Well, it's also one of those things. It is like flirty, and it also lets you know where you stand.
It does.
You know what I mean? That was like also a big thing, like in college, you know, which seems, I guess I'm sure the college kids that are out partying are doing it. Like, you would just go like dance with girls at bars, right?
Yes.
It's probably not the
blindly.
Best. Yes.
No asking.
No
asking.
Just go.
Show up.
And they would turn around and go, oh, all right, maybe, or whatever.
Yeah.
You go, okay, cool.
Then you give your friend.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah.
That's what you do as a woman.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, no, cute.
Yeah,
cute.
Exactly,
stay.
Exactly. So it was one of those, you find out where you stand real quick. There's no, like, you know, so I was like, am I going to kiss this girl or whatever? And she said, yeah, we did. I don't know. She still makes fun of me for that line to this day.
I mean, she gave off hard permission slip energy.
100%.
Like, you were like,
I mean?
I'm going to need to test her on this.
Sure, of course. So now I even think about having to shoot my shot with a lady. Like, I have friends that are single, and it's like...
terrifying?
The scare... like, I say, to convince another woman to see me naked is like... seems to be the biggest thing to accomplish in the world. It's crazy.
So funny, because that's step, like, 20 for us. It's sure, like, I it's like so, really, yeah. It's just, will this person have a drink with me?
Really?
Because that's why, to me, it hurts so much to get rejected a bit, even though I'm all sure. for shooting your shot out. I tell women on the show, do it. Who gives a fuck? But it's very, like, I've had that more when you have someone that you're kind of friends with, mm-hmm. and you're like, hang on, you're like, this is fun. They seem fun.
Sure.
Maybe I'll try to hang out with them outside the group.
Uh-huh.
You throw that shot. You're like, hey, if you want to get a drink sometime? And they're like, ah, no. You're like, what? You don't want to... like, is it that bad? Yeah, you wouldn't hang with me for an hour and just feel it out? You know what I mean?
That's tough. Yeah, I never...
because you're just like, but we just did that. It just was unofficial.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
You know, you're like, this drink was fun. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a preview. I'm pretty fun.
Yeah, wow.
But yeah, so it's like, it's funny that you're like, I got to convince them to see me naked. And I'm like,
well, just even
first,
like,
it's just be alone with you.
Well, then, it's true. Well, I guess I think of like, that to me is the hardest feat of, or is, I guess, the end goal, right?
Yes.
Because at this point, by no means am I looking for anybody. But if I was, I wouldn't be looking for a relationship. If I was going to shoot my shot,
okay,
it would be, this is hard, but to cheat on my wife. You know what I mean? But
I'm not
hey, do you want to hang out? Let's have fun. It would be more like, and I see people, like, I have friends, we'll be like out drinking or whatever, and they're like, well, I'm going to go up to that girl. And I'm like, you're drunk. You're an idiot. What are you talking? I can be like, it's so funny too, now that I'm like so removed from like, you know, spitting game or whatever the kids are calling it nowadays, to see like how unaware dudes are.
Mm-hmm.
In those moments of like you're drunk at a bar and they're like, I think I'm gonna go talk to those girls over there. I'm like, don't do it. Like, you have, it's like you're sweating, you're bald. Like, there's no, you have no real thing to provide
you're
that
realistic.
Group of people. You know what I mean?
I like that though, because it's, God, there was some study that came out and it was like men 99% of the time are shooting their shot out of their league. And women are like so afraid to do that.
Really?
And it's like, what? It's like, why not?
Of course, yeah, why not? Everybody should be shooting their shot all the time. I get it. It is
but
a very
like
vulnerable
most
thing.
Most men shoot up.
Yeah.
They do shoot up.
Of course.
And it's but it is astounding sometimes. Because, I mean, the scenario of like approaching in a bar, as much as I've been single for, what, 10 years in the city? I have rarely really seen it happen.
Really?
Like see a guy like walk over to a girl, group of girls, whatever. Like,
yeah, I guess it typically starts with like if you're both at the bar and like ordering drinks.
Vicinity.
Yeah, just like you're right somewhere. There. You're like, oh, what are you drinking? Or like, oh, yeah, you come here. All. Like one of those like real bad.
I know.
It's just, it's so sad. And it takes, I'm very grateful to be married in the sense of like the energy that people, I see guys expelling. Like,
time and energy.
Talking to girls. Yeah. Texting. I'm going here with them. I'm going to try to talk to them. And I'm just like, I just don't have the time or energy. I barely make it through my days as it is, let alone then like adding that. Or the anxiety of waking up hungover with a girl, like after a one night stand or something and being like, what the fuck? Like these next 3 days are just going to be a horrible hangover.
I just had one of those.
Yeah?
And it was, cause,
tweet
well,
the deets.
Okay. Well, I keep it respectful, but you know,
sure.
Enough. Of I did James Corden, right? But you have the taping.
Oh yeah, congrats.
Thank
I texted you,
you
but I want
you
to
did.
Say
no,
publicly
it's good.
Congrats.
It's great. It's great. We're celebrating. But I filmed it and it airs the next night. But obviously you film it. It's a long day.
Mm-hmm.
I had like my two homies with me. So we go out after. We have a nice dinner, but we're like drinking. They start drinking when I'm there in the green room.
Are these comics?
Yeah. No, both not comics, actually.
Yes.
Regular two gal friends. One's cool. My childhood best friend, Jordan. Other one, my homie, Karina. Mm-hmm. And so we just go out. We're like, now it's time to have a ball.
Sure.
Right? And what's great, too, is Jordan's been in that long relationship. Oh, man. It has been who knows how long since like we just went out, got
just
drunk,
got
fucking,
yeah,
got
yeah,
into
yeah.
it, talked to do whatever. Right? Mm-hmm. She didn't cheat. She's a loyal lady.
Sure.
But I pulled off probably the smoothest move I've ever had.
Lay it on.
And it's funny that I was like, man, Drunk Erica's got some ideas.
Sure.
I invited
Four Beer Kevin is the smartest man in the world. Serious. I got the most confidence. I'm the smartest.
Yeah.
It's everything.
It's the you need to be the not too drunk. Just that little feeling good. Even like, because if I have a couple drinks, I'm like smiley. I'm more flirty. And I'm
like, of course.
Oh, yeah. I don't have this energy naturally.
Yeah. Because it shuts the machine down just enough to have fun. I have a friend who's like, he quit drinking because he's like, I only have, you know, he's like, I never feel as good after like two or three beers. You know what I mean? Then it goes downhill, but I'm like, that comes back around like 13 and 14. You know what I mean? Like those, the second you get into double digit drinks, you get real fun again.
You know what I mean?
Like, because you're not worried about anything else. So it comes back around. So keep drinking, kids. That's what I'm trying to say.
You get to the blackout point?
Yeah, exactly. Right before you black out, it's a lot of fun. You don't have a care in the world.
Yeah.
And you can still keep it together a little bit.
That's great. I love
that. I have
a
drinking problem.
I can't hold too much. I'll puke, so I can't.
Really?
I can't go too high. I'll throw. I won't. Before I black out, I will throw up. Mm-hmm. So that's not a cute look. But I invited this guy I knew, and I've just known for years, like someone in front. But I was always like, hey, he's cute or whatever. Because I was like, I think we're near his place. I don't know LA. Okay. I have no idea. I call this man. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll come out for a drink. So we're all drinking and have a good time.
Now, when you made the call, was that like in your head of like, this could be something? And if he says yes, then it's in the air type thing? Or you this is what I don't get about women. Are you like, let's just see if this guy wants to hang. Because no dude ever texted a girl of like, maybe she just wants to chill and have a drink.
I really was in the middle. Put it this way. I was like, I would. I don't know if he would.
But you're aware that
because we've hung out before, just friends.
Hanging. Okay.
Yeah. And last time I was around him, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not feeling the vibe.
Okay.
So, but Drunk Eric was like, I don't know. Come out. We're out. We're celebrating.
Yeah.
Right? So he comes. We're having a great time. And then end of night comes. We shut down the bar. We're outside. I just pull up my Uber app. I tap the destination address. I just hand him my phone.
Oh, wow.
I just was like, here you go.
That's a close right there. Yeah, coffee's for closers. Like, Cordon's for closers.
Yeah. And I remember my friend watched me, and he just did that. And then it was like, you go back to the hotel? And I was like, nope, I'm good. I was like,
wow.
I'll meet you in the morning.
And then was there anything said, or he just...
We didn't say anything.
I just
gave him the thing. He put in his address. It was like,
and then you both got in the cab?
Yep.
That's hot.
That's pretty smooth.
Steamy.
But I remember in the cab, my head being like, Erica, that was fucking great.
Were you guys making out in the cab?
I don't think so. I kind of don't remember.
I used to treat the back of a cab like a fucking Motel 6.
Yeah. I think we got touchy. I don't remember making out in the cab.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's funny of like that night then, that talk about anxieties the next day, I just have flashes and I'd be like, what did I say? Mm-hmm. What did I do?
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's the worst. That's the worst.
I was like, I might have been a little aggressive. It'd have been a minute, but nice guy.
That's great. Oh, that's awesome.
Is that great?
That's
the
a great move. That's a great move. I love
that's
that.
That's smooth.
I'm real happy that we're experiencing some success this past year, and I'm so happy that I'm doing it married at 36 rather than like single 27, just because it would crash and at the end of the shows now, like, we, like, instead of, like, texting chicks or, you know, like, what, or, like, trying to, like, we're, like, where can we get chicken fingers at this time? Like, we're literally,
what's
like,
open?
We're, like, is there an Applebee's open? Like, that's what we're looking to do. We're, like, let's go have three drinks, then we'll go home to the hotel. That's literally what it is. Sometimes we just get beers and go sit in the lobby of the hotel.
Yeah, you just
I'm, like,
chill.
I've realized I'm old, and I'm, like, I'm very happy that I don't have that. It's caused me a lot less anxiety than I normally would have.
Oh, yeah. Well, like you said earlier, it's like the amount of time and energy it takes to find just base level dates.
Oh.
I think about it all the time where I go, man, I would have so much free time if I was just in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like the procurement of new options, new opportunities.
That's what it is. It's like a job.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And not saying, you know, obviously you got to have date night and all those things in your relationship.
Sure.
But there's no more like hunting and looking.
Hunting's
for
a weird
people.
Way to put it.
I don't know how to say it. You know what I mean? There's no
trying
like,
to trap someone.
I think my friend put it eloquently. She said, the procurement of dick, the procurement
yes.
of new dick
yes.
is a hustle in itself.
Well, it's like, I remember when I was doing that, I'd be on like Tinder or whatever. And it's like, that's a job of like, following up with this one because you're like trying to get, and then you're trying to get the phone number. Like, it's like all just,
yeah,
it's work. You're but just on your phone, it's just work.
It's funny because there are a lot of men, right, that have your trajectory of like all of a sudden something finally hits. They have this thing that's successful, they have fans, they have women in their DMs, whatever. And those, it's like guys go either one way or the other. They go, thank God I found someone before all this.
Oh, that's where I'm at,
right?
100%.
Or this is when suddenly people are like, babe, could we open the relationship? Because I've never had
that. Well, I think I got very lucky because I never wanted that. Like I said, like we would go out. It would be like just to get fucked up and make each other laugh and have fun. Like if we get, you know, if somebody got laid or there's a group of chicks of a friend of a friend, like whatever, like great. But it was very never like, there's those dudes like we'd be out of, like in college, like I'm trying to get my dick wet. Or I'm like, what? That's like an insane way to start the night.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
What's funny is usually when you have that mentality as a man, that's not when you get any.
Yeah, of course.
The key to getting laid is not wanting to get laid.
Yeah, because it's on you. It's like you're like,
it's
too desperate. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same with women on a date. Like if you seem like you want a relationship too badly.
Very true.
Every guy's
like
whoa.
I don't want, let's pump the brakes a little bit because I don't want to do something then. Yeah, of course.
Oh, I've pretended, this is probably bad, I've pretended to be visiting New York on dating apps.
Whoa.
Going on dates, people were so much nicer to me. They were so much more likely to like want to meet up, all this, like, because
there's no future.
There was a no future pressure. But I would say, oh, I'm planning on moving to New York. I'm a comedian. I'm in town for the week. I would just lie and say that.
Wow.
So it'd
That's
be like,
pretty
there's a potential, but it's,
but what
it's
if you hit it
down.
Off and then you're like, I was lying to you? Is that what you would have to say at some point? That's like the,
I
that's
said
the
I was
wedding
moving.
Ring. That's the wedding ring. That's a bigger obstacle to be like, I was lying. I live down the street. Sorry. Sorry, this is all based on a lie.
You
only got back to me because you thought I was from Cleveland.
But there's something of, you know, like, it is tricking men in a sense, because men, as they date, they're just like, yeah, their whole philosophy is like, yeah, if I met someone I really wanted to be with, then I'll be in the relationship. But they don't really sit there going, I want a relationship, or I want to be a hoe phase. It's like,
sure.
It's almost like men are in hoe phase till they're like, oh, I like this girl, I'll date her for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. I never had a real serious girlfriend leading up to my wife. It was like, I think I might have introduced one girl to my mom before that. This was very like,
yeah,
I have a very like
OCD
brain of like, if I don't think we can be together, like for like, we're not going to get married. I'm like, what's the point of all of it? Which I guess is immature. I don't know.
No,
what it is,
no. Like your relationships before, I guess your wife, what was like the longest one you'd ever been in? Or would they usually be just like, you know, those 5 month or 6 month?
Yeah, it'd be like on and off through like college and stuff like that. Like nothing ever real serious. Yeah, it was just.
But that's me. And I hate that people go, that's a red flag if you've never been in a serious relationship. I'm like, well, how about I don't stick around if I don't see it going somewhere?
Well, yes. That's like, yeah, I just know what I want. And it's like, why?
Yeah,
because I've had so many friends, like looking back, as you get older, you get a little more wisdom too of like, you know, I'd have friends who were like 21, be like, this is the one or whatever. And I look back, I'm like, yeah, we were, what? It's like the craziest, what are you talking about? Like there was no shot that was ever going to work, but you were with them for 4 years or five years. And it was like, you know, this kind of thing of like, I don't know. It just seems I don't want to say waste, because I guess you grow and learn as a person of what you want and whatever, but it's like such a large investment for like not a huge payoff.
Yeah, you never, I mean, it's hard when you're that young. Yeah. I remember watching people like on my basketball team in college, like keep this boyfriend from back home for like 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I was like, look, not to be a pessimist, but like if this doesn't work out, you just spent all college just with this one dude that's not even around.
Who's like, you see once every 2 months or whatever, six weeks.
Like I was just like, I could never.
That was wacky to me too.
But also it's like, because I had the mentality, I was like, we're young, we're da-da-da. Yeah, and it's funny that now that I'm older, I'm like, oh yeah, you actually need to like try to meet someone.
You need to, exactly.
If you really want to meet someone and have kids, there's a clock.
There. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
I got to actually focus a little.
Sure.
That's why I started the show, to make me try. I just quit the show. I just quit everything.
Yeah, that's it. It's over. Cut these cameras.
We're done. We're going to go back to comedy. Real quick, I am curious. Did you, since your girl's also not from the U.S., did you do the whole, like, ask for permission before proposing?
Not really. A little bit. Her dad was in town before we did it. And for, like, there's a lot of red tape with other countries and, like, visa stuff. So it was kind of like a very spur-of-the-moment thing while she was here. Of like, fuck it, let's just kind of, like, she came to visit and then we're like, fuck it, let's just kind of, fucking go get married type thing.
Oh, all right. Cause she, I mean, you really got a down ass bitch. I didn't know she put up the money for your studio.
Yeah, so we got that, real, like, fucking lot. And then we actually haven't paid her back yet. And then we just talked about it on our podcast. She was like, cause she never had a US bank account, like up until, and then. She was trying to open it, just like there's a lot of red tape because like her passport was a different name than her green card, which is, it was just like all very fucked up. So she finally got it open and then she's like, and I kept being like, yeah, we'll pay you back. Well, there's nowhere to put the money. I'm not going to send it to Germany. You know what I mean? And she's like, all right, well, my account's open. I'm like, fuck. All right. So we'll figure that out next month.
So check out tour dates.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody,
Patreon.com.
Support.
Oh, yeah. She's, yeah, no, she was.
But that's a real investment in your partner.
No, it was fair. I mean, that was crazy. Like, I was going to get it from my buddy who's a loan shark. He was going to give me the money because we needed 10 grand to start it, to get the studio and build it out and everything. And she was just like, she has savings from her grandparents when they passed away. And she was like,
damn,
just take the savings. I was like, this might not work. I'm like, I think it will. But it could very well not work, and then we're also fucked, because that's all the money we have.
Yeah, and I don't know if I would advise women to give money before married.
But we were married at this time.
Oh, you were?
We,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, this was like 18 months ago or whatever. We got married right before the pandemic. We got married in February before the pandemic.
Okay, but it is a very, like, what's mine is yours.
Sure.
And basically it's like, hey, if this does pay out, I'm married to you, so yeah, I am reaping
the
benefits.
Yeah, she's chilling now. We're doing pretty well. She's fucking chilling.
She's got a good gig.
It was a great investment. I mean, it paid off like 100 times or whatever, you know what I mean? It was a real Gary V investment. She did all right.
If I did that, I'd be like, yeah, I'm never offering to pay on date night for a while.
Yeah. Oh, no. She threw it in my face a handful of times, you know, just which like, I would want to do, you know, but I'm like, also like, that's the kind of person I want to be with, to be like, oh, yeah, well, she's like, that's technically my studio. And I'm like, fuck, you're right. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. There's a couple questions I'd like to ask you.
Sure.
Have some fun. All right. One thing is, if you could make a dating rule for women, what rule would you come up with?
Wait. In the sense of, like, you guys have to do or say something? Or like,
just like a general rule. So one is, like, there's some people out there, I don't advise this, that are very, like, never initiate anything. Don't initiate the text, the ask out, the blah, blah, like, very, like, let men come to you is a rule, which we think is bullshit.
Yeah.
But what would be a rule?
A rule?
From your days of dating.
I don't know. See, like, I am also very kind of, like, even if it's cheesy, like, kind of, not forward, but, like, up front of, like, what I'm looking for. Like, hey, do you want to go? I guess I would ask earlier. So, like, I would only end up matched with or, like, talking to, like, women who were also kind of shooting their shot a little bit. Or, like,
okay.
Or like up front of being, like, I never really got involved with people playing games, if that makes sense. Because I was just, like, oh, yeah, I don't have time for this. So, like, I feel like every girl, I don't know. That's good.
So it sounds like it would be, like, if you ask a girl out, telling them to be direct back. Even
yeah, just more direct. More direct. And I think I just by, I guess, my natural vetting process or how I felt, I would deal with women who were just more direct or at least open to me being direct and stuff. Not that I was like, let's, you know what I mean? But just, they're like, oh, I don't know. Because I have, you know, I think most people probably have relatively low self-esteem of some sort or self-consciousness where I'd be like, say, hey, do you want to go out? And they'd be like, I'm not sure, whatever, whatever. I go, well, that's a no. Because if you wanted to, you would have said yes. So I go,
yeah,
I'll see
sure.
you later. Then I go, like, I'm not. Or, you know, any other kind of wish-washiness, I would just pull back.
Well, this is the thing I think a lot of women don't realize because they're often told, don't initiate. It looks desperate or
yeah,
blah, blah. The men likes the chase, right?
2022. What are we doing here?
Well, most of my guy friends are like, I feel like I shoot that shot one time and they don't seem that receptive to it. They're like,
a hard
I back
no.
the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just go, all right,
like,
well, that's done.
What am I going to, like, you know, like, back this woman down into a corner?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's going to work. Like, post me too. I'm like, yeah, fucking.
Yeah, no.
Can't be too.
That's that. Yeah, just be. If that's what you want, I guess, if you don't want it, but, like, yeah, just be more direct or a little more open and honest. I think the whole world could get a little more open and honest with everybody. I've learned as I gotten older of just being, like, I communicate very well with my wife of just, like, this is bothering me. Like, we have, like, we don't fight that much because it's very, like, I will lose it. I have a temper and stuff like that. And I'll go, like, oh, I'm not mad about that. I'm mad about work or fuck, you know, whatever the fuck it is.
Funny, I actually had a question I wrote down. I was curious.
Sure.
People that are in long relationships, what is like the recurring fight that you have with your partner?
It's mainly me. I have like bad, I have bad anxiety and like OCD. And so like leaving the apartment, right? Say we're going, it's going to happen Thanksgiving morning when we drive to my mom's house.
Okay.
I have like bad, I want to get out of the house like right away for some reason. Like if I'm like, what time are we leaving? Let's leave at 12, right? I'm like, let's leave at 12. In my head, if we're not out of the door at 12, we've lost for some reason. Like, it's a race.
Okay.
So my dad was a lunatic, so it was like it was a lot of yelling and screaming and throwing of things. But whatever reason, it's like, and time's like a big thing, so I'm like, let's leave at 12. So at 11, I'm like, did you get in the shower yet? Like, and it's like, I'm like making a pipe bomb in the apartment by like, I'm at like, there's also no deadline. Like, if I show up to my mom's house at 2 or 2:09, there's no difference.
Okay.
But in my head, it's like we've lost for some reason. I don't know.
I feel like there's a common male complaint. It's just more the waiting to get ready.
It's not even that. And then I just get real tense and real snippy and real short. and then she'll just usually laugh, which makes me even more mad. You know what I mean? I'm like, it's not fucking funny. It's every time we're doing it. You know, I'm like... And then I'm like, what am I doing? Like, well, this is not the person I want to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hilarious.
But it's also, yeah, that's like the biggest, it's time. Yeah, it's a time thing. She's like very, they're European. So it's like, whatever, we'll go, we'll not go. It's like, you know, I wish you'd be a little more German in the sense of like, it's 12, we got to be there at 11:59. And, you know, like,
yeah,
very staunch time, but it's not. It's, yeah, but I don't want it to be that cliche thing of like, she takes forever to get ready. Like, yeah. I fucking hate that. And I have like, as a comic, I don't want to be the guy who's like, my fucking pain in the dick wife, she made me wear this shirt or like all that shit. I hate that. It's so fucking hacky and corny.
Yep.
So I try not to do it. Like, I have one joke where like I shit on her. But I preface it with like, I don't want, I'm not that guy. I'm like, my wife's great. This is the one flaw.
Yeah. You know what I mean? The one flaw.
She's a dumb bitch. I'm kidding.
All right. Well, other one I wanted to ask you real quick before we do some TikToks.
Sure.
What is something you wish women knew about men? Or any like misconceptions you feel like people usually have?
Huh. About men. That we're all scared. Like, no, like, there's like 9 dudes who are confident of like, what's up? You know, and it's like, no one's, everybody's scared. Nobody wants to say hi to you. We're all afraid of rejection. You're afraid. We're afraid. What are we doing here? Just like, let's all just be honest. We're all shitting ourselves. How insane is it to go talk to somebody? Oh, you want to go out? No, I'll go fucking put a gun in my mouth. Like, it's... It's the worst. It's so bad.
You know, it's funny. I was guessing you were probably going to say that, but yeah, I was like, I can't preface it with, would it be that you lack confidence?
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, I mean, like, it's an insane, everybody, guys and girls or whatever, everybody puts themselves out there. And it's like, it's so weird because we all know what it feels like. Everybody's been rejected and it fucking sucks. And then like, we also, when we see someone else doing it, we don't have any compassion or sympathy for it. Like, ew, you're gross. Get out of here. You know what I mean?
Like, that's why I tell women to ask a man out at least once.
Yeah,
it'll make you a little more.
Yeah, it'll make you a little more aware of the process.
Yeah, yeah, but it's the thing I try to say to myself if I'm in real life and there's like someone I'm like, oh, they're cute, or maybe I want to talk to them. Mm-hmm. I always like just repeat to myself, I'm like, hey, this is a flattering thing.
Yes.
Even if they're not into it, it's still flattering.
100%.
And most people go out in the world going, oh, maybe I'll talk to somebody.
Yes.
Especially in a bar. Mm-hmm. So that's, I'm always like, fucking, Erica, it's flattering.
Yes.
You need to know.
Of course. Flattering. Yes. Yeah.
You made that person's night. He'll go home to his wife. Like, hey.
No, yeah, exactly. There's some girl at the bar.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it. But, ooh. All right. I think we only have time for a couple. All right, let's do this, which was the pickle jar one. I really wanted to do here. So I'll play this little TikTok.
Remember that guys want to open the pickle jar. You know, like metaphorically, we want to be of service. We want to be helpful and feel needed. And this is why I have a problem with that statement. If he wanted to, he would. I don't think the problem is that he doesn't want to. I just think a lot of times he has no idea what you want him to do in the first place and how to do it. So don't be afraid to give him some hints. I know it's not as romantic, but it'll go a lot further that way.
All right. What are your thoughts on this?
I love that. This guy's my new best friend for sure. This guy's fucking awesome. Yeah, of course. That goes back to like I wouldn't even give them hints. Just say, open the pickle jar. Do this for me.
Yeah.
That way the guy goes, we want to be wanted, right? I would love to do that. Let's go.
Want to be needed.
Yeah, you want to be needed. So you go like, yes, I will do whatever, open the proverbial pickle jar for you, and I'll feel good. I'll treat you better. We'll be happier together.
Okay.
Openness.
Because that's the theory this comes for. It literally tells women, like the pickle jar theory is literally being like, little tasks, they go, give it to them.
Yeah.
Just give it to them.
We walk out of the kitchen like fucking, you know what I mean, with our shoulders chugging. We finally feel like a man, not the scared little boy that we are. I'm going to cry after this.
Did your wife not let you open the pickle jar, Kevin? Did
she know, she got those big German hands.
Okay.
I love that. That's great. Yeah, but that at the end of the day is communication. That's tell them, say what you want so they can fulfill you.
Okay.
Fulfill it or whatever.
All right. I'm curious on this one. Do the bringing significant other one. I'm very curious how you feel about this, especially being married. I wonder if this is different, but
For dinner.
Okay, so you can pause real quick. All right, so the first thing it says is you have dinner plans with that friend who always brings her boyfriend.
Sure.
Okay? Then someone stitches it with some advice.
Date. Justin's joining.
Bye-bye. What is a hill that you will absolutely die defending? Being in a relationship does not entitle you to bring your partner to every single social interaction that you are invited to. And showing up with your partner without asking permission from the people that you've already made plans with is incredibly disrespectful and rude. Just say that you don't value time with your friends.
For dinner.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, I mean, these are all home runs. I couldn't agree with that more.
So even married, you're like,
oh, I don't take my wife anywhere. Ever. No, I'm kidding. No, it's very, I agree with that. Like, if you make plans with your friends aren't necessarily friends with the significant other.
And even if they like them.
Even if they like them, it's like, this isn't
all the time.
This isn't what we decided to do.
Yes.
And we have, you know, so like me and my friends, we have like a, are we bringing the girls? Are we bringing the ladies? Let's go out to dinner with the ladies. No, this is just the team. This is the boys. This is the whatever. And you go, okay, that's, you know, that's the way it should be. That's I would never, unless it's like a very, dinner is great. You can't do it at dinner.
Of what? Not bring them?
You can't just randomly bring them to dinner.
Oh, a random, yeah.
A bar or something. If it's like a big group.
Yeah, they stop by later.
Yeah, hey. They're going to stop by after they, whatever, for a drink. That's, I'm fine with that. But like, because I can be like, oh, you guys stand over there. I'll go talk to these people over here. But like,
right.
You can't make your friends sit at a table with your significant other, especially if they're the only one. It's also, if you're bringing your boyfriend's the only dude at a table full of girls. It's like, he fucking stinks. He's the worst. He doesn't have friends. Anybody with any other option would be doing that, not sitting there trying to have a conversation with five girls.
Yeah, I know. And there's always people like this, though. And it's something that I don't know if like this is me being like a bitter single that I'm overly sensitive to it, mm-hmm. of like being like so annoyed at the person that always brings the partner. But it's like, no, I still think I'm right. I don't care if it even comes from a better place. Because mainly for me, it's like, this is my friend, too. Even if I loved your boyfriend, right? But I'm like, I want to have a conversation with my friend without you there.
Yeah,
also,
of course.
There's some shit I want. Even if she goes and tells you later, I know you're not really listening. I don't really care. But like, I hate the, you're trying to like talk to someone about something and they're like,
well, it's a
well
different
let me
person.
See what my boyfriend thinks. Yeah. He's like, I'm not talking to your boyfriend. I'm
of
talking
course,
to you.
Of course. Because that got that, you know, the girl, like your friend is a different, will answer any question differently next to her significant other.
Always. And unless like, I was like, give me a man's opinion.
Yeah.
Ask your man. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, just fucking.
Yeah, nobody gives a, because like if I'm sitting there with my wife, like I'm pretty wide open mm-hmm. in the sense of like, I'll say whatever the fuck to her. Like we're comics at the end of the day. But it's also like, I'm just going to be 15% reeled in sitting next to her.
Right.
So my friend's like, look at the tits on the girl at the bar over there. I'm like, ah, come on, man. What do you know? My wife's here. Like, wait till she goes to the bathroom.
Yeah. I don't know if we have one. Okay. All right. I have a question. Do the platonic friends one real quick, and then we'll wrap up. So
guys have platonic girl best friends and vice versa.
He couldn't be more right. But let's get into it because I'm sure people are going to argue. I don't like to speak in totalities, so I'll say that, sure, there's a chance that there are platonic male-female relationships out there. But they are rare. Very, very rare. And most likely it's because he's not attracted to you. Not trying to be rude. But here's what I don't think women understand, because this is what I hear whenever this is brought up, is I've never gave him any reason to think that he could ever be with me. He knows that I'm only his friend, things like that. Men will hang on to a 0.1% chance that one day when you're lonely, it'll happen. And maybe that's gross, but I'm being honest with you. And women will say, I'll ask him.
All right. What do you think? Platonic friendships, can they be? I agree with him. It's rare.
I agree with him. It's rare. I think there are some extenuating circumstances in the sense of like, if you grew up to get like, I think if you meet at 22, co-workers, I'll give you. But like that should be like, hey, we all go out to happy hour and like we'll text or, you know, not like you shouldn't be hanging out. You know what I mean? Like that.
It's the one-on-one hang. I think
the one-on-one hang is wild.
Which I have a couple guy friends I do that with, but it's very rare. Mm-hmm. And through my years, I originally really did not agree with this, especially in college.
Sure.
But then literally throughout college, 90% of the guys that I was like, oh, this is my guy friend, eventually there'd be a night, something happens, a move's made, and then I would be like, and I never forget the last one I happened with. I was like, oh man, you too?
Yeah.
Like I was like, oh fucking, oh, I guess
I got
I'm
no
wrong.
Guy friends.
Right.
Yeah, I do think, like we grew up with me and my friends grew up with a group of like the girls when we were in elementary school.
Yeah.
All went to the same junior high, same high school. You know, and there was some dating or whatever, in it, but it was we were groups of people. And I'm still in touch with, two or three, still friends with two or three, married and friends with their husbands and stuff like that. But it's meeting is a teenager or college or after that, I would say no.
Yeah.
That guy is trying to hook up with the girl.
Yeah. Or like you said, if there's a chance, I'll take it.
100%.
Even if he's not actively trying.
100%.
He's around.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. It's very, very, very rare.
Do you agree with usually the factor is just, is the guy attracted to the woman?
Sorry, so from the woman's standpoint or the men's?
So, yeah. The whole, platonic doesn't exist. He's saying that is true because, or it's only true that you can be platonic friends if the man is not attracted to the woman.
Yes. I would say that.
Because I do agree with that. And
I agree
with
that.
I've seen the platonic friendships where I knew the woman always had a thing for the guy. And the guy's truly clueless.
100%.
But that platonic friendship works. It weirdly works because the girl never makes the move.
Yeah, but yeah. And she's
punishing herself.
Yeah, she's devastated. Yeah.
I'm not advising her to do it, but you can always tell.
That may, 100%. You're I remember meeting friends in college that grew up wherever else, and they'd be like, "Oh, my friend Tiffany's coming down," and you would just "Oh, we're best friends," and then you would see them together. And I'm like, "Oh, dude, she's in love." She's even just from a very superficial standpoint, he was a very good looking guy, and her not so much. And I'm like, "She's coming to see you on the
she's
weekend.
She's driving how many hours?
She's
leaving her own college.
Yeah, she's leaving her own college. Yeah. What are we doing here? How do you not see this?" but I do think, he said, if the woman does give the guy a 1% chance,
a little bit of that flirt.
It's stand up. People, you become delusional and create your own story of what you think's going to,
For sure.
Well, this happened and they said that. It's but you're looking at things they said and not necessarily the things they didn't say. Or you're choosing the evidence to support your narrative.
No, I get it. I agree. I've only seen this work, maybe twice in my life. And one was actually that girl that always was after that guy. And then she became a dentist.
Okay.
And I'm not saying
they're correlated.
I'm not saying this guy's a gold digger, but let me tell you, rare you see a guy that is.
Sure.
But I was kind of funny how, get that doctor degree. And
yeah.
Now they're living together in some beautiful house somewhere. Wow. So good for him.
Doesn't work though, as a rule of thumb.
I've maybe seen it twice. And this is sad. A lot of times if it's the vice versa.
But women don't get that, right?
What do you mean?
As a whole?
Like
they think
I'm in the friend zone?
Platonic friends. No.
Oh, that we truly think this is a platonic friend?
Yeah, a guy's not going to hook up with you if he has the chance.
If
they walked out of the bar, she handed him his phone and was like, enter your address. He'd be like, what are you doing? Oh, no, I'll add two stops. One for you to make sure you get home. So, that's, they have to, they don't realize that.
Because
they don't understand the animals that we truly are.
Yeah, this past week I proved this to be true.
Exactly.
I just was this guy.
Oh, hey,
just
come out, we're having a good time. It's a celebration as friends.
Even then
now
I was
we're not
like,
friends.
Yeah, I don't even know if I felt a flirty vibe. I just was like, well, let me see.
Sure, of
I'm
course.
Like, I don't live in this town.
Yeah, who cares?
Let's just try. Uh-huh. You know, I fall on my face, who cares?
Yeah, no.
Anyway.
That's great though. That guy put it very well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. It was all eloquent talks. Usually we hate some of these, but we nailed it.
They were
it.
Both very good.
Fonzie agrees. We failed them. We nailed them. Okay. So submit your TikToks. You want to submit any for us to discuss on the show? DM us at Shooters Gotta Shoot Pod. You could email us, but I don't know. Or you could send it on TikTok. We are on TikTok. Look us up. Shooters Gotta Shoot Pod. Message me there. And guys, follow Kevin if you're not following already at Kevin Ryan Comedy. He's torn all over.
Yep.
And if you don't listen to his pod, it's great. It's a great time. Hilarious.
Thank you.
A lot of fun. And they also take submissions. Mm-hmm. So check it out. Are You Garbage? YouTube, whatever. Wherever you listen, watch podcasts.
Yes.
Thank you so much again for
coming
on.
Thank you for having me. This was great.
Awesome. Yeah. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Peace.